Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Sara Malka Reichman, and today we're learning Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin, where we have the heroic battle of David and Goliath. The Perek opens up telling us that the Plishtim gathered their battalions for war at Shocho, which is in the territory of Yehuda, and they encamped between Shocho and Azekah. Shaul and Am Yisrael gathered as well, and they are in Emek Ha'elah, and they prepare themselves for the war with the Plishtim. And actually, we're recording today live from the scene in Tel Azekah. Here I am with my daughter. Shalva, tell us, what do you see?
Across the valley, I see another mountain facing us, as it says, U'plishtim omdim el ha'har mizeh, v'Yisrael omdim el ha'har mizeh, v'agai b'nehem.
Thank you. In the next pasuk, we hear that there's an ish bein nayim. Rashi explains someone who went out in between the two encampments in the valley from the Plishtim called Goliath. And he is an imposing sheish amot bazeret, depending on which interpretation of amah. He's over 9 feet and he is well armored with a copper hat, an armor made out of something that looks like scales, which the Ramban in the Torah explains are rings covered with a metal covering, and the weight of his armor is 5,000 copper shkalim. He has a javelin between his shoulders and his sword that he holds. The shaft of it alone weighs 600 iron shekel, and there is someone carrying a tzina, a protective magen in front of him. Now, Shaul, the imposing and well-armed figure, now gives Am Yisrael an ultimatum. He says, instead of setting up both our armies to battle each other, why don't you select one individual to battle me? If he defeats me, we the Plishtim will serve you, Am Yisrael. But if I defeat him, Am Yisrael will serve me. And then he makes a declaration expressing what his motives are and what he thinks this is really all about. Ani chirafti et marchot Yisrael hayom hazeh. Today I have disgraced the ranks of Am Yisrael. Shaul and Am Yisrael are petrified. Ve'yechatu ve'yeru ma'od. And we don't hear about them taking any action. However, reminded of someone at this point in the next pasuk who may be able to. We are told once again about David and his father Yishai, and we're told that Yishai's 3 eldest sons, Eliav, Avinadav, and Shammah, are at the war front with Shaul. And David had been going back and forth between Shaul's residence, where he was a musician, and between his father's residence, where he tended to the sheep. After being given this background information, we hear that Goliath had been taunting Am Yisrael each morning and each night. Ve'yigash ha'plishti hashkim v'ha'ariv v'yityatziv arba'im yom. And he does this, approaches Am Yisrael's camp, taunts them in the morning and the evening for 40 days. The Gemara in Sota Membet tells us that the reason he specifically taunted them in the morning and the evening was kedei levatlam mikriyat shma, in order to prevent them from reciting the kriyat shma. The Maral in Chidushei Agados tells us that Goliath's entire essence was opposed to the unity of Hashem, and therefore he prevented Am Yisrael from saying Kriyat Shema, declaring the unity of Hashem. Chazal often see figures, especially in this parak and in general, as not standing alone in their generation, but continuing along a mission started by an ancestor sharing a common destiny. We're told by Rut Rabbah that the reason Goliath was able to taunt Am Yisrael for 40 continuous days was actually because of his ancestor's actions. His ancestor was Orpah. When Naomi was asking Rut and Orpah to go back to their homeland, we know, of course, that Rut decided to stay with Naomi and accompany her back to Eretz Yisrael, and that Orpah departed. But before Orpah departed, she accompanied Naomi for 40 steps. Rut Rabbah says that in compensation for those 40 steps, her descendant Goliath was able to have that strength and taunt Am Yisrael remaining there for those 40 days. Chazal see even more ramifications of Rut and Orpah's
respective decisions. The pasuk says, "Vatashak Arpa l'chamotav Rut davka ba." Arpa kisses her mother-in-law goodbye, and Rut stays with her. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yavo b'nei hanashuka v'yiplu biad b'nei hadvuka. Their respective decisions set their progeny on different trajectories that in just the course of just a few generations lead to a David HaMelech, a person of his greatness, and a Goliath Plishti facing off against each other. Chazal say the descendants of the one who kissed goodbye will fall in the hands of this descendant of the one who cleaved and clung to Naomi. Yishai tells David that he should go take food, flour, loaves of bread, cheeses, and bring it to the war front to his brothers and to the Sar Elef, the officer who was in charge of their battalion. And he also says the Aruba Tam Tikach. That's Aruba Tam Tikach. There are many different interpretations of Aruba Tam. One such interpretation in the Medrash again connects David to previous generations, to his ancestors. Being sensitive to the word Aruba Tam, it reminded Chazal of the word Ervenu, when Yehuda tells Yaakov Avinu that he will take responsibility and be the guarantor for his brother Binyamin. Anochi Ervenu miyadi tevakshenu. And Yishai says to David, go there to the war and continue that arivut, fulfill that guarantee that Yehuda once made. David goes and he fulfills that guarantee, taking care of Binyamin's descendant Shaul and battling the Plishti in Shaul's stead. And because he did that, Hashem says, "Kashem shenatata nafshecha tachat Shaul shehu mishivto shel Binyamin," because you gave your soul or put your life in danger for Shaul from Shevet Binyamin. Therefore, kach ani notein beit hamikdash bechilik Yehuda Binyamin. I will put the Beit HaMikdash in the territory of Yehuda and Binyamin, since now you share this bond together. When David and Ra arrives at the encampment, the Ma'agala, all of the soldiers are actually already on their way to the battle front. And David leaves his things and, as per his father's instructions, goes to check up on how his brothers are doing. At this point, once again, he hears Goliath taunting Am Yisrael. Israel's reaction is Vayanusumi Panave Yeruma'o. They run away when they see Goliath, and they are petrified. Somebody from Am Yisrael says, and David hears, "Did you hear that whoever it is who agrees to battle Goliath and successfully defeats him, the Melech has promised him great wealth and his daughter's hand in marriage, and his family will be free. Aviv Yaseh Chofshi B'Yisrael." David is shocked by this. He says, what could possibly be done for this person who is going to go and defeat Goliath, who has disgraced all of Am Yisrael? And even more than this, he sees this as a direct affront to Am Yisrael's Elohim Chaim, Am Yisrael's God. Not what will be done for him, as in what will the reward be, because he has just heard that, but similar to, let's say, when Avram says, "Umayi tainli vanochi holecharri," what could you give me already? David is saying, what possibly will be as great of a reward as the achievement itself of defeating this person who is trying to be Mechalel Hashem? Eliav, his brother, hears David's words. He gets angry at him. He scorns him. He attributes negative motives to him. David doesn't really pay attention. Other people hear what David had said, and they repeat it to Shaul. He is brought before Shaul, and David says to him, "Al yipol lev adam alav," don't be so worried and so despondent about Goliath. "Avdecha yelech v'nelcham im haplishti hazeh," I, your servant, will go and battle this Plishti. Shaul is not so confident about this plan. Vayomer Shaul el David, "Lo tuchal alecher el haplishti hazeh lilachim imo, ki narata v'hu ish mechama minu rav." You are young, you're inexperienced, and Goliath is a warrior since his youth. David now tells Shaul why he thinks that he is the right man for the task. He says, I was shepherding my father's flock, and a lion and a bear came and took sheep from the flock. I went after them, and he says, I struck him, and I got back the sheep from his mouth. Then the lion came to attack me. I grabbed his mane, and I struck him, and I killed him. He says, Gam et hari gam hadov higavtecha. I struck the lion and the bear. V'haya plishti ha'arel hazek ha'chad mehem. Ki chereif marchot elokim chayim. This plishti Goliath is just like them. Either he's a beast just like them, or his destiny will be like them, to be defeated because he has disgraced the ranks of the living God. And then he says, he realizes that just like Hashem saved him from those beasts, he can save him from Shaul. Vayomer David, from Goliath. Vayomer David, Hashem asher hitzilani miyad ha'ariyu miyad ha'dov, hu yatzileni miyad ha'plishti hazeh. The Medrash Nester Rabbah tells us that there were various tzaddikim who received a hint. Two of them were sensitive and picked up on it. One of them was Mordechai, who realized that Esther must have been placed in the palace because her destiny is to save Am Yisrael. David realized that if he was placed in these situations where he was attacked by animals and then he was able to overcome them, he understood that Hashem was trying to give him a message that Hashem would endow him the strength one day to bring salvation for Am Yisrael. Shaul is convinced. He takes off his own uniform, being that David had not been prepared for war, and he places his copper hat, his helmet, on David's head, and he puts his uniform on him. David takes his cherub, his sword, as well. He tries to go, and it's very difficult for David to walk in the armor. David says to Shaul, Lo chala lechet be'ela ki lo nisiti. I cannot walk in this because I'm not experienced. And he immediately removes it from himself. The Medrash tells us that when David put on Shaul's armor, Shaul was, of course, the tallest from among the nation, as we have been previously told. The Yikra Rabbah tells us that at that moment, Shaul became very jealous of David when he saw that the armor actually fit David and melded itself to his size. And miyad hechnis bo ayin hara. When David saw that Shaul went pale and realized what Shaul was thinking, he immediately said, Lo chala lechet ba'ila, I cannot wear these. And he took them off immediately. Without the benefit of this armor, David takes his stick and he picks for himself 5 smooth stones from the stream, and he puts them in his bag, and in his hand he has a slingshot. He goes towards the plishti. The plishti takes one look at him. Vayabeta plishti vayire et David vayivizehu. He scorns him. Ki haya nar vadmoni imifeinayim. He's young looking. He has beautiful eyes. Radak tells us that people who are seasoned warriors are not able to maintain their good looks. And the plishti says to David, am I a dog that you're coming to wage war against me with sticks? And the plishti curses David with the name of David's God. Plishti says, come towards me and I will feed your flesh to the birds and to the wild animals. And David explains to Goliath, a plishti, the source of his strength. You come to me with weapons. I come to you in the name of the living God whose ranks you have disgraced. Today, Hashem will give you over into my hands and I will cut your head off. And then all of Am Yisrael as a result will know, ki lo b'cherev uvachanit Yehoshia Hashem. Hashem does not need a weapon, a sword, to bring salvation to Am Yisrael, ki l'Hashem ha'milchama, because the war and victory belongs to Hashem. The lesson we've been waiting to hear from a king all along, v'natan etchem b'yadeinu, Hashem will give you over into our hands. The plishti gets up, he approaches David. David quickly runs towards him, and he takes his hand, places it in his bag, removes a stone, puts it in his slingshot, flings it at the Plishti. It goes through his helmet and embeds itself in Goliath's forehead. Goliath falls forward. David takes Goliath's sword and, as promised, cuts his head off. The Plishtim start running away from Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael follow them, run after them. They fall in the hands of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael goes back to their camp and takes the Plishti booty. David takes Goliath's head and he brings it to Yerushalayim. And we are told that earlier when Shaul saw David going out heroically to greet Goliath, Shaul had turned to Avner, his general, and said to him, Ben Miza Hanar Avner. He asked him, who is this? He could not have been possibly asking who David is, because he, of course, knew him well as his own personal musician in his residence. Rather, Chazal tell us, as quoted by Rashi, that he was asking, from which son of Yehuda is David descended? Because if he's from Peretz, it means that he is destined for royalty. Avner did not know the answer. So, after David has already defeated Goliath, he is brought to Shaul, and Shaul asks him, Ben mi ata hanar? And we hear David's response, Vayomer David ben avdecha Yishai beit halachmi. Thank you for learning together. Liloi nishmat, Malka Esther bat Tzvi Yosef.